Now.
Hey guys, this is episode 16 of the Midcasters. It's a fall-tastic episode, our first fall episode of the year. I'm your co-host, Jalen, joined today by the always amazing
favorite comic book reviewer, favorite movie, TV show reviewer, so on and so forth, Craig.
Awesome. And today we're going to talk all things from Martin Scorsese, the always amazing Marvel, and some trailer news. So let's dive in, shall we? We have Agatha and the Penguin both going at the same time, which has rarely ever happened. Craig, what are your thoughts on the Penguin and if you've watched Agatha?
The Penguin is the first episode I've seen. It's so far, it's been great. And the Agatha, I haven't seen that one just because I'm after Guardians 3. I checked out on Marvel until something interesting came along. And the next project I probably won't watch. That I'll probably watch would be Thunderbolts, just because, like I said, I've been following Marvel for over a decade, and the lack of direction and tying in the TV shows with the films has just been blah.
Honestly, that's totally valid. I don't know why things doing that. That's totally valid. I really did enjoy Agatha. I think it did a really good job at getting me into the Halloween spirit, per se. The Penguin was really boring. I'm not going to lie. But I would pay for a Sophia show. Also, I do think Sophia and Harley Quinn would be besties. But Margot Robbie's Harley Quinn.
I'm not sure why they keep trying to turn Harley Quinn into an anti-hero or a good person, because I'm not buying it. All those terrible things that she did with the Joker, and everyone keeps trying to excuse her actions. Like, no, you killed people.
Well, I'm a Harley Quinn fan till the day I die, but only Margot Robbie. I'm gonna be totally honest. I don't even remember why Sophia was in Arkham. Maybe I fell asleep during the Batman, because I definitely feel like I've blacked out a lot of things.
I don't think they even mention it at all, because it's a tie-in to the long Halloween comic, which you should read. It's her character is in that novel. They had a little Easter egg to her character.
Okay, so I'm not crazy. They definitely didn't talk about it, and I may or may not have fallen asleep during the Batman, and a little bit dozed off during the Penguin.
Yeah, so, I mean, maybe the realism part is it for you, but I think you seem more like it doesn't seem like the realism take is for you. So I understand why Agatha is up your alley, and Penguin might not be, because
Penguin's Danny DeVito. Anyways, that's my Penguin, but I did watch this for Colin Farrell, and I knew that we were going to be getting some good fella type-ish vibes, but it was unnecessary for us to see his foot. I'm not going to lie. Trigger warning for those who have not watched the episode. You see his crusty, dusty foot and his bod.
Well, yeah, thanks for putting that back in my head.
Agatha, you only see her ass. A lot of comedy. Patti LuPone. Oh, and also Aubrey Plaza and Catherine Hahn. Episode 3 was really good. Justice for Mrs. Hart. Marvel, you will pay for your sins. I did really enjoy that. Gets you in the mood for Halloween. You don't got to watch anything else, to be honest, in my opinion. But you know what? Yeah, I really like the show, and I cannot wait for the next episode. But let's move on to our next news. The Thunderbolts trailer finally HD came out, so I can remove the bad quality one from San Diego Comic-Con from my camera roll, maybe. Also, Bucky Barnes takes his arm out of the dishwasher. But what are your thoughts on Thunderbolts? Do you think we will actually see Sentry in his suit, or maybe not?
I'm not sure. However, the trailer did look pretty sick, and I was very, very skeptical. However, this has got me hyped up for Marvel again.
Mm-hmm. I like it because it's not like gods and wizards and the multiverse nonsense. Like, I get it, we're in the multiverse saga, but it's nice to get like out of that and be really grounded and get back to characters that we haven't seen for a really long time. Maybe even a redemption arc. I still have hope for a redemption arc for John Walker. I don't think he's a bad man. I think he's just made bad decisions, and I think now that he is a kid, and obviously he's still married, I think we're going to see a turnaround in him.
I do like the chemistry that I've seen so far in the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who Jared Viswanathan is playing, because I wasn't paying attention to. I was really trying to pay attention to where she was going to pop up and where she was going to pop up in the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I didn't really, I guess they're saving her, or maybe I missed her in the trailer and wasn't paying attention.
She's in it for like a split second. I feel like she works for Val though. I had thought that she was going to play Sentry's wife, but maybe I'm wrong.
Well, I've been a fan of her since Blockers. She's really funny. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be interesting to see her tackle a role that isn't inherently in the comedy, mm-hmm. comedy specifically.
I was excited for Io Debray to do it, but I get why she had a dropout. Maybe they'll find something else for her in the future. I am excited for Taskmaster, and I really liked her new suit. People were saying it was like a downgrade, but I kept thinking of the comments from Yelena when she had gotten the vest in Black Widow, like, oh, this is the first thing I've ever bought for myself. So her not under the control of her father, like, it just makes me super happy. I feel like she made that suit all by herself, and I hope she talks. And we get dialogue, we get story from her. I also still don't think she's the real Taskmaster, but that's just my opinion on that.
After what they did to Taskmaster in Black Widow, that was just so disrespectful.
I don't think she's the real Taskmaster, though. I think we've yet to see Taskmaster, and I only say that because I'm like, maybe Dracoff saw Taskmaster, was like, okay, I'm going to create my own, because we saw like kind of deleted footage of her watching the Avengers fight and basically copying what they do. So maybe he was like, okay, the Taskmaster is literally the best. I'm going to copy that. And so that's what we got.
So both fingers crossed that that is true.
Huh?
I said both fingers crossed that is true.
That's just my thoughts on it. I do really hope we get dialogue, because we don't even see her talk in the trailer. Because she is just as much as a victim of Dracoff as every Black Widow that we've seen. Hopefully she does not die in the movie. I really like this cast. I really like that they weren't forgotten, because I was like, the first time I saw like Ghost, I was like, oh my God, I love this character so freaking much. And hopefully we see a lot more of them, which I think they're supposed to be in the next Avengers movie. But the only thing I don't like is that they seem to be making Yelena and Natasha interchangeable in regards to like Natasha's storylines in the comics, which I don't necessarily like.
Not only do I agree, but I'm not really a fan of the whole let's use another hero's villains for like use the other hero's villains. Like Ghost is an Iron Man villain.
Yeah, I don't want Winter Widow because that storyline is reserved for Bucky and Natasha. And Yelena in the comics, she doesn't have relationships. She's not into stuff like that. So I just don't want to see that. I see more of a brother-sister relationship and every, like, interaction they've had in character and, like, not character.
Yeah, I agree.
And I hopefully we see, because I know a lot of fans want to see something with Kate Bishop and Yelena Belova, which I honestly can see.
I didn't even think about that.
If you read the AO3, oh my goodness, they are so creative. I'm excited for that, though. I'm very excited for Bill Pullman. Lewis Pullman, Bill Pullman's son. I cannot wait to see him just be Sentry and be freaking awesome and be Marvel's Superman, essentially.
I think that I will be seated doing this.
Do you think we're going to see his wife in the movie or she's going to be absent from the movie?
To be honest, I'm going to have to go back and rewatch some of the stuff to refresh my memory because I swear I could have thought that that Ghost was dead after Ant-Man and Wasp.
No, she ran away, remember? He said go run or something like that, and she was like with Lawrence Fishburne or something.
Let's be honest, how many times are we rewatching the Ant-Man movies?
Okay, listen, Ant-Man and the Wasp is actually good. I'm a sucker for any Ant-Man movie besides the third one, which if you're going to introduce Kang into the MCU, it should not have been the fucking Ant-Man, but whatever, man.
Yeah, Next to Thor, those are the movies I choose to forget.
That's valid. And speaking of cringy and just unnecessary, Deadpool and Wolverine. Oh my gosh, I can't even believe these words are coming out of my mouth. Marvel is planning to push Hugh Jackman and Ryan Reynolds for the Oscars for Best Actor and Best Supporting Actor. At first I thought this was a joke, but I guess it's real, unfortunately. And no, just absolutely not. But Craig, what are your thoughts?
No, absolutely not. No, they are better off as hosts. I would rather see them as hosts. But then again, I mean, Hugh Jackman is a better actor than Ryan. And for the love of God, no one can tell me, no matter what, that Ryan Reynolds has range because he does not.
Their performances weren't even good in the movie. And who are they paying to do this? Because if they win over actually good acting performances, I'm going to riot.
I will say, if Hugh Jackman shouldn't have been nominated for something, it should have been for Logan.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, okay, so something doesn't match up, make sense here. I mean, Hugh Jackman has a way better career, way better performances than Ryan. But him and Deadpool and Wolverine, I'm not going to lie, it's not a good performance. He tried. It's time to put a rest to the character for him and recast.
Yeah, I'm not here for that.
But let's get into some positive news. Sinners, we finally have a trailer for it, and it's giving Jordan Peele vibes. Also, Hailee Steinfeld and Michael B. Jordan. What are your thoughts?
It looks amazing. I totally forgot about it until the trailer came out. And Ryan Coogler and Michael B. Jordan is my favorite director actor combo. So I'm excited.
I am too, and I'm surprised Hailee Steinfeld, maybe this turns a new leaf for her and we see her in more stuff, because I feel like with the exception of, I think it was Dickinson on Apple TV and Hawkeye, we have not really seen her.
Which is a shame, because she's phenomenal.
She was really up and coming, especially after that. What was a Western movie that she did? I can't remember the name of it now.
True Grit.
Yeah. She was really up and coming. And then it's just like, not a downfall, but like kind of like a step off. And maybe, I don't know. I just want to see her more roles outside of the MCU, obviously, and preferably more indies. She has good range. She has really good talent. So we'll see what she does.
Yeah.
But I think she'll have really good chemistry with Michael B. Jordan. And I love her hair in the trailer.
I'm curious to see what role she plays. They kind of but you know, less is more.
That's true. I really don't like to watch trailers because I don't want things to be spoiled. And speaking of trailers, we had the ballerina trailer, aka Black Widow dupe, with Ana de Armas, and I watched 10 seconds of the trailer and I did not want to watch any more. Because A, I've never seen a John Wick movie. I know. B, I don't want things spoiled for me. I never got into John Wick. I never got into it. Like, when they started coming out, usually I'd see movies with my dad and we never saw it. So I'm just like, never, just never happened. Not to say I will never watch them.
The movie looks freaking incredible. And I was so disappointed it got pushed back a year. But, you know, Ana de Armas, she is, I mean, I want to definitely see her in more.
She does good in action movies.
Yeah.
I don't remember if it was a writer or whoever, but they were originally attached to the 2004 scrapped Black Widow movie. So they said that this is kind of basically that. And I'm like, oh, so Black Widow do what we were supposed to get.
I haven't rewatched them in a while. I love watching, like, that's one of my favorite franchises to watch YouTubers react to see their reactions. And from the general premise, like when I first got into those films and my dad was like, this is what it's about. I was like, well, that's dumb. And
that's so valid.
And yeah. He was like, well, you have to watch it to see. And man, the premise might sound dumb, but man, once you get into it, it's good.
Maybe I'll watch it. I know the last Ana de Armas movie I saw was unfortunately Ghosted, and that was really just a downfall. Ever since Blonde, she has not been picking good movies. So hopefully this is a new leaf for her.
I heard Blonde wasn't even that good.
It might be one of the worst movies ever made. No, I'm being so serious. She was talking about how they were filming some scenes in Marilyn Monroe's like actual house, and like things were being pushed off the shelf. And she was like, "Oh no, I think that's her approving." Like, no, baby girl, she is not approving. She's saying, "Get out of this house, stop making this movie, and stop making a mockery of my life."
Yeah, I do not.
Her estate was like, "Nah, we should not be doing this." And the director needs to like be burned at the stake or something. Cause what is that?
Yeah, I think I'll pass on that.
Oh my gosh. And Speaking of some like other really weird news, the Frank Sinatra bio, which has Leonardo DiCaprio playing Frank Sinatra and unfortunately Jennifer Lawrence, will be filming like back to back, or was supposed to be filming back to back with the Life of Jesus movie he's doing. The movie needs to be recasted because Frank Sinatra's voice is not coming out of Leo's mouth, and Jennifer Lawrence won't be able to match Leo, even if that was the case. Give Scarlett Johansson a chance. Come on, Martin Scorsese, we need you. You gotta work with her.
Honestly, the reason I say no to Leo is, are they going for an older Frank? Are they going for a younger Frank?
I believe it was with like his second or third wife or something like that. And that's what Jennifer Lawrence is playing. I just don't, like, obviously I know they were in that film together on Netflix, which was really horrendous. Don't Look Up is the name of it. Really horrendous movie. Go watch it if y'all want to watch it. But I'm just like, come on, Martin. I get you love Leo, and you're practically in bed with the man, but let's pick a different dude. There is other people that can play Frank Sinatra, and Leo is not singing. I'm telling you that right now.
Okay, well, let me ask this. If he does a good job, will you issue a public apology?
I will issue a public apology if he does good, if he actually sings, or if they use Frank's vocals and it matches really well. But regardless, I think Jennifer Lawrence needs to be recasted. I don't think she's a good fit for the role. Scarlett Johansson, Elizabeth Olsen, Florence, literally so many other choices.
I just think that they need to go for a younger Frank.
Yeah, I don't know what the story looks like. And that's how I feel about the story of Jesus. Like, I don't know if it's like a mockery type of situation, which I really hope it's not. Because if it is, then I will never be able to watch a Martin Scorsese movie again. And I know that's dramatic, but I'm very serious.
No, Jesus was not white. Can we stop making him white?
He was a human being, and Jesus deserves to have a accurate description of accurate media presentation of his life. Like, The Chosen is a fantastic story. I am obsessed with that. The gospels about Jesus, those are really good, but The Chosen, like, chef's kiss for anyone who hasn't seen it.
Yeah.
But yeah, they used to be on Netflix, but now they're not on Netflix. So shame on Netflix. But speaking of Netflix, let's talk about their canceled shows for a second. I will never forget about 1899. I have no clarity about what happened. Will she ever get out of the simulation? I need more information on 1899. Apple, you can pick it up. That's not the point. They also ruined the last season of The Crown for me. Yeah, but what are your thoughts on them canceling shows?
Netflix can kiss it.
You know what I was thinking is how they did House of Cards, right? When they could have just easily canceled it, but then they did the last season with Robin Wright only, which I think this show could have continued on for more seasons with just her character. But I'm like, why didn't they cancel it? But now they have no problem canceling shows.
And then I don't know what's going on with Netflix lately, but they've been pumping out some terrible series finales.
Yeah, I'm really upset with The Crown. I think the first half of the last season of The Crown was good. It wasn't like Josh O'Connor and Emma Corrin level amazing, which is what it should have matched, which I see why it was hard to be able to match that. But it also makes me reflect on like the quality of movies versus their shows, because I feel like their shows are like tremendously better, and it's so weird.
Yeah, don't even. Oh my god! When it comes to their shows, they've canceled so many good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's a show that only got one season and they canceled it right before. There were two shows specifically that I really loved that they canceled, and it was, one of them was called Teenage Bounty Hunters, and it ended up with cliffhanger, canceled it because of the pandemic. And then the other one was called The Order, where these teenagers get stuck in their town, and all the adults are like disappear, and they have to figure out what's going on.
I will not be watching that. I learned my lesson with 1899, and I will mention that about 1899 more times because I'm just so pissed at that, because that was just a tremendously well done show, and I was obsessed with it. And it just made me go back to like Apple, because they do a really good job with their shows. They don't typically cancel their shows. So that just makes me feel better, because I know Silo with Rebecca Ferguson will be completed because it's an awesome show. Dark Matter, it's getting another season. Presumed Innocent is getting another season, which I don't know why it would be getting another season, because the story is technically completed. But they do a good job with their shows. Like, all you got to do is explore and you'll find a show.
So when it comes to that, they typically like to milk stuff for as long as it's worth.
That's why I like Apple, is because like they have money makers. They sell things, right? Netflix, they don't sell things. They don't have a business like Apple. So Apple can just throw things into these productions and not necessarily make a profit off of Apple TV, because they can make profits off of other things.
Correct, the Mundo.
And then they also invest in theater development, which now they're kind of backing off on, which, you know, they shouldn't, because they should also be looking at their marketing. Because if they were marketing like Fly Me to the Moon, like 6 months before the movie came out, it would have made so much more money, which is what they were doing with Killers of the Flower Moon. They were marketing that shiz like over and over, and making sure that was in our brains until the day we saw that movie.
I still have yet to see Fly Me to the Moon.
I have not seen it yet because I miss it in theaters. I'm not paying to rent it. I'm waiting for it to come on Apple TV. So
I might have to see what's up on Apple TV.
It's a really good platform, and this is not an advertisement. Apple, if you want to sponsor us, please do. I have every one of your products, because your products are amazing, because y'all have consistency. Silo season 2, I cannot wait. Probably one of the best sci-fi shows that I've ever seen made. Like, I'm telling you, it is exceptional. Dark Matter, that's another good one. Because I really love the actor in it. Dark Matter.
Yeah.
That's a really good show. Jennifer Connelly's in it. And Joel Edgerton, the guy from Warrior, he is like kind of like a multiverse thing, but it actually works.
Mm.
It's like different versions of himself. Like, one came into the universe saying, no, I want this family because my life, I didn't choose the family. I chose career, and he regretted it. And it just caused like a domino effect. It was really good. It takes place in Chicago. Silo's really good. I was watching Consolation, but they canceled it, so I didn't finish it. Plus, it was also kind of scary.
Mm.
I do need to watch, I think it's For All of Mankind.
I don't think I've heard of that.
That's the dude from Suicide Squad. He plays like Colonel Flag. He's in the movie. I don't know if they go to the moon or Mars. I haven't really gotten into it yet, but that's like the next show I want to start. And plus, they have the morning show, which is like their big advertising thing on that platform. But they get some big names.
Yeah, I'll take that into consideration.
Chris Evans has a show on there, Defending Jacob, and I know I don't like Chris Evans, but that is a really good show. Presumed Innocent, Jake Gyllenhaal, that's a good one. Don't watch the movie, don't read the book, if you don't want to be like in the know what happens, but it's, I think, very different from the movie and the show.
Yeah, that God, a lot of media based on books, just like, ugh.
I love when the authors, though, are really attached to the project.
And a lot of them are, it's very rare that the source material is, that the adaption is is better than the source material.
I feel like Hunger Games could be on that level, because every single movie that I've seen with Hunger Games, like, I've absolutely been blown away. Would I have recast Jennifer Lawrence and made her somebody different? Probably.
I should have known that one was coming.
The movie doesn't suck, but it's not like I'm in love with the movie. I think that Rachel Zegler did a phenomenal job in the last one. And then she is writing a book right now, Suzanne Collins, for Haymitch. So, like, his Hunger Games, I guess.
I think I've only seen the first Hunger Games was the only one I've seen, actually.
I would start with the one with Rachel Zegler first and then work your way up, because that's kind of like a prequel of, like, Snow becoming Snow. And then them, like, in, like, one of the OG Hunger Games. Because it's like a dome, or I think it's like an old arena or something they use.
Yeah.
Plus there's snakes in Viola Davis. So.
I will watch anything with Viola Davis.
She is insane in this movie. She's like a bunch of pet snakes.
Sounds insane.
But it's amazing. You should watch it. For those who haven't seen it, Rachel Zegler's in it, and she's amazing. But let's end on some good news, I want to say. Jurassic World Rebirth has finished filming and is expected in theaters July 2025. This has Jonathan Bailey, Scarlett Johansson, and so many other amazing actors. I'm excited for this movie, especially since every main actor was like a fan of the original, and that the original writer is coming back on. Steven Spielberg is super attached to this project. So what are your thoughts on this? And we already know it's going to be better than the last trilogy.
Oh, yeah. With Mahershala Ali in it, I will definitely be seated, since, you know, since the Blade thing has been in developmental hell for years. Not only did he leave, but Ryan Coogler was like, you know what, I'll make my own vampire movie.
Mm-hmm. Isn't this his first theatrical release since The Green Book?
I believe so. I believe all the other ones have been streaming service.
And he's, like, very specific on what he picks, too. He doesn't just pick anything.
Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah. Like, I like actors that don't just pick anything. And when I had saw that Jonathan Bailey and Scarlett were attached to this movie, I was like, hold up a second. I'm obsessed. Because I watched the first two ones with Chris Pratt. First one's good. That was a great movie. Second one... third one, didn't see it because I'm not a Chris Pratt fan, and just because it just didn't have the same vibes. But then it also made me think, I would go to Jurassic Park if it was a real place. Catch me in the Velociraptor exhibit. I'll be there.
I like my body parts where it is, so you can tell me all about it.
I mean, I don't know how much it would cost if they take, like, Afterpay or something, but I would be there for that. I'm excited for the movie. I see that they're already working maybe on the next film, which gives me hope in a trilogy that Scarlett Johansson will finally have her own trilogy, her own franchise. Screw Marvel. And fucking dinosaurs, guys. Fucking dinosaurs and Jonathan freaking Bailey.
I have no doubt that this will be better than the last one, especially since you said Steven Spielberg is attached.
Mm-hmm. He's like, I don't want to be attached to the trilogy. Poor Bryce Dallas Howard. She was just trying to make money. She was trying. Maybe if Ron Howard was attached and directed it, it probably would have been better. But I do hope for this movie and then the next one is that Gareth Edwards like returns and does the trilogy. Like it's not just one and done.
Yeah.
Because I like directors that have that continuality and it just makes me feel confident in the storytelling because they already knew what they were doing in the first one, then the second one, then the third one. That's why I'm a little worried for Captain America 4.
Oh, snap. I forgot about that.
I think a lot of us would like to forget about that. They're like, oh, he reassembles the Avengers. Oh, so it's an Avengers movie. A movie that we didn't need.
Yeah.
Just do a second season of Captain America and the Winter Soldier and call it a day.
Yeah, that one didn't get enough love either.
It was down to earth. But I have a feeling we're never going to see White Wolf again.
I don't know if we're going to see those two together again, Bucky and Sam.
When Bucky dies, I die. I've already decided that. Bucky dies, Marvel dies for me. Sorry, Marvel. But yeah, Jurassic Park is better. Star Wars is way better than Marvel. What else? It is fall, so I wanted to ask you a question. What is your favorite fall movie, and what is the movie that like just gets you into the mood for fall, no matter what?
The boring answer would be Halloween, but probably Blade or Coraline.
Button Eyes Coraline. You know what? I don't blame you because that gets me scared. I don't know why that Button Eyed girl scares me, but she does.
I think it's a great analogy. That film is a great analogy for like child abandonment and child abduction, and I think that's why it works so well for kids and adults.
That's valid. I'm still afraid of it. I'm also afraid of the Night Before Christmas still to this day.
Yeah, even though you know Tim Burton didn't have anything to do with that film creatively, it is still great.
It is. What about for me? I feel like a film that really gets me into the fall spirit would be Scream, because technically it takes place during September and it just has fall vibes. The first one is what I'm referring to. It just has fall vibes. They've just gotten back to school. There's a serial killer on the loose. And one that I will always watch that I love for fall would be like When Harry Met Sally, because it's just a classic and probably the best rom-com ever made.
I still need to watch that. It's on my list. I know what it's about. I've seen numerous clips, but I have to sit down and watch it.
That was me with Love Actually. I've never seen it, but it's on the list to watch for Christmas. Yeah.
Now, are you not a horror person?
No. Scream would be my limit. Halloween is okay, but it's not like the vibe anymore. It's kind of, I don't like the new ones anymore.
I gotcha. I think you might like, have you seen Monster's House?
Mm-mm.
I think you might like that. It's an animated film about, well, kind of, I mean, the title's explanatory. These three kids investigate this old man and his creepy house that comes to life, but there's a
monster house?
Yeah.
Oh, I've seen that movie. I don't know. I thought you said something else. I don't know why.
Yeah, I used to watch that when they used to play it on Cartoon Network all the time.
It's a good scary movie for kids. It's not like too scary, but it is just the right amount of scary.
Yeah.
Definitely not kid friendly if they're below like 13 years old, obviously.
Yeah, I do think it is. Yeah, it is pretty good. I feel like not a lot of people talk about that one.
That's true. But that is episode 16 of this fall-tastic first episode of fall for September. I'm your co-host, Jalen. You can find me at Lost in Life Translation on the Tick of the Talk, Insta of the Gram, Sandra Loves Movies on Letter of the Box, and Jalen Sanderson on Instagram. Also, you have to check out our website because Craig and myself write reviews, articles. We post our podcast on there. You can drop us hints, notes, whatever you want. If you got feedback. If you want to collab. But Craig, where can they find you?
On all socials, it is Craig Jr. 97. And like Jalen said, check out our website. We write very spectacular articles. Won't be disappointed at all. But if you guys, like she said, if you're looking to collab anytime in the future, just hit us up.
Awesome. But again, that is episode 16 of the Medcasters. Again, I'm your co-host, Jalen, joined by the amazing Craig. Have a phenomenal Sunday, guys. Bye-bye.
Enjoy the rest of your week.